Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Oh, this is the best, man. If only we actually had video on this show. You know? I mean, your loss, not mine.
I gotta see.
But I just took some video. Which will be going up on social media soon. Chris, excellent sound, excellent choice coming back. Somehow, some way, during the commercial break, I waddled over to the kitchen to get some ice for my soda. Then I was probably looking for a free piece of pizza, and instead, I wound up inviting Landfill into the studio.
We love Landfill.
To do something that I did not think, quite honestly, he would say yes to. And I said, Landfill, I need a creative segment. I need to do something that is going to get people fired up and get something that's never been done before. And I said, can I get your 15 most hated athletes? And he looked at me and he said, sure, Roos. Mm-hmm. And here he is.
Here I am.
How are you, big guy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
It's good to see you on this side of the aisle.
I haven't seen you in at least 10, 15 minutes.
It's amazing how this worked. When you started walking over here, I was like, wait a second. Mm-hmm. Is that Landfill actually being a good teammate?
That's me. I'm here.
Where's the pizza?
I left the pizza over there. I think Ryan the Stallion was like a vulture. Going after it?
He's like corporate Clary, so he's not supposed to eat what us like peasants eat.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, he's not technically part of the team.
You're right, exactly. But you are.
I am.
And you're showing your true value here. Now, again, this has never been done before, correct?
Completely
like
original
segment. Like a
list
of hated athletes via Landfill, right?
That is correct.
Do you want to do 10? Do you want to do 15? Do you want to do 5? What do you want to do?
I was thinking, what about 9? Does 9 work for you?
9 works for me.
I got 9.
You know,
9
symmetry with 980?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I think that works. I mean, you could do 98 if you want.
That'll be a stretch.
Okay.
But I can give you 9.
Okay. You're going to give me 9. Now, you haven't been asked to do anything like this anytime recently, right?
No.
So this is totally fresh material and content. Over here exclusively.
Completely.
Exclusively on the Rooster on the Radio Show, the Chris Russell extravaganza. And you know, we've been longtime friends.
That's true. This is a Chris Russell original.
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't we go, instead of going from 10 down to 1, why don't we go from 1 up to 9?
So we're going to start at the top.
Right. We're going to do things differently, just like we did. Like Linnell stole a concept and idea from me during the football season. He would do his Super 6 power rankings, right? Mm. And I said, well, wait a second. He kept stealing it from me, and he kept denying that he stole it from me. So I stole my idea back, but I ranked the top 6 teams in the NFL on a weekly basis, but from 1 to 6, not 6 to 1, just because I need to be creative and original, and I never steal concepts or topics from anybody, so I think we should go from 1 to 9.
Well, you get right to the point, Roost. You know, the people are busy, and you don't want to keep them waiting.
Exactly. So without further ado...
Hey, we got to go break. I'm just kidding.
Chris, please. We'll get back to you. Do you know Chris has a convertible, by the way?
No.
Like a luxury convertible?
I'm kind of surprised.
I don't know if I call that luxury.
Is it a Sebring?
No, I got a Mustang.
Okay.
Oh, 5.0? Only a Mustang convertible.
No, I wish.
A Mustang convertible, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have that kind of payroll
of
too,
course,
right? That
yeah.
kind of budget.
Who doesn't?
All right, so give me your number one most hated athlete.
Aaron Rodgers.
Now, this is not because he played here, but just because he's really freaking annoying.
He's really annoying. It also annoys me that the Redskins took a quarterback immediately after he was drafted.
They did. Jason Campbell,
yeah.
right?
Jason
was it
Campbell.
Jason Campbell, right?
It was Jason
yeah.
Campbell. There was a little bit of a difference between the quality of those
just
guys' careers.
Bit. Just a little bit. So Aaron Rodgers, number one. Because he's a gigantic pain in the ass.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Number two, you ready?
Not because he's done anything to you.
No.
Okay.
You ready for number two?
I am absolutely ready with just bated breath.
Tiki Barber.
That's an interesting
Tiki
one.
Yeah. Barber. All right.
Okay. Tiki Barber destroyed the Redskins back in the day.
Yeah.
It was just like 7 consecutive years of yeah. him gashing them.
How long have you been putting this list together, Landfill?
Well, you only asked me about it, I think, about 7 minutes ago. So
okay.
it's fresh off the dome.
Okay.
Got to say, Tiki did miss out on winning the Super Bowl, though. He retired the year before the Giants won their first one with Eli.
Well, that's good, but still, years of pain as a Redskins fan
mm-hmm.
watching Tiki Barber.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's more than fair. You hate him not because he's done anything personally offensive
correct.
To you, but because... But I thought you were an Eagles fan. Was that correct?
I mean, I think he played pretty well against the Eagles, too.
Right, but why does it bother you that he tortured the Redskins when you're an Eagles fan?
No, I used to be a lifelong Eagles fan.
Oh, okay. That was under a different regime.
But then Dan Snyder sold the team, so I came
okay,
back.
Okay, I got it now. All right, go ahead.
Number three. Number three, Chris Sims.
Hmm.
Chris Sims was the kind of quarterback... He's not good, but he did manage to beat the Redskins several times.
Mm-hmm.
That was like around the time they played the Bucs in the playoffs that one year when Gibbs was here.
Yeah.
And it's really annoying when a guy who kind of sucks, your team just can't find a way to beat him.
What do you think of Chris Sims, the broadcaster?
I wish he would respond to my texts. I'm going to be honest with you.
Isn't J.P. Finley like really good friends with him?
You think maybe, but...
So you have Chris Sims' number, and yet... You text him regularly, semi-regularly, and yet you put him as number three on your top 9 most hated athlete list.
That is correct.
Wow. All right, Landfill. I mean, I would say you've got some onions there, pal. Number four.
Cole Hamels,
because he plunked Bryce Harper in the back one time?
Basically, yeah. And he was a complete tool about it.
Uh-huh. Okay. What kind of tool? Are we talking about a screwdriver? Are we talking about a hammer? What kind of tool are we talking about?
We're talking about a Cole Hamels type tool.
Okay. All right. Baseball players usually have big tools. Just tease. Anyway.
How would you know, Rooster? How would you know?
I've seen lots of things in locker rooms over the year.
Wow.
Years. I've seen lots of things. Anyway. Landfill.
You ready for number five?
Don't leave me hanging. Number five.
Trot Nixon. Stupid name.
So you hate him because he's got a stupid name?
What kind of name is Trot Nixon?
Well, I mean, trot, home run trot, like you trot around the bases.
He didn't hit that many home runs.
It's a dumb name. It's
stupid.
A very dumb name.
What was his real name? Do you know?
No idea.
We got to look this up.
We could do that. We
sounds
have
like the fake name you give like a cop or something when you're trying to get out of something.
Oh,
you're like,
name's
oh,
Trot.
I'm, yeah, I'm
was
Trot,
it Richard Trot Nixon?
I have no idea.
No? It was Christopher Trotman Nixon.
Trotman
is his middle name.
Trot. Yeah, that's.
But that's his middle name, Trotman.
I mean, his parents should have.
I mean, he's got a great first name. I can confirm that.
So I have multiple guys named Chris on this list.
I mean, he doesn't have like a first name like Jim or Andrew or anything like that, right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right.
You ready for number six?
Yeah, that is you are taking an aim on the name Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this. Okay, go ahead.
J.D. Drew.
Ooh, J.D. Drew. That's not a name I expected to hear today.
That
I didn't hear 2 hours ago. J.D. Drew.
Dumb-looking face.
Dumb-looking face.
I love that.
He somehow always signed a contract that made him one of the top-paid players in the league, but he was only ever just... like kind of borderline all-star caliber.
Did you hate J.D. Drew? You hate J.D. Drew when he was here?
Yeah, really, J.D. Drew was the Kirk Cousins of baseball, like back from late 90s to 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Screw that guy.
Okay, so you're putting J.D. Drew
correct.
And Kirk Cousins in the same basket, in the same hopper.
Correct.
Okay. I mean, I think you should... like probably check the back of the baseball card and just realize that Kirk Cousins is the Messiah.
Kirktober.
He's the Messiah.
You ready for number seven?
Yeah, and then I want the full breakdown of who the Mystics drafted last night.
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead. Number seven.
Number seven, we're going back to the NFL. Tim Biakabatuka.
Ooh, Tim Biakabatuka. How do you spell Biakabatuka?
B-I-A-K.
A.
A B U T U K A.
Okay. I would have spelled it slightly differently, but I'm going to trust that you're right. Tim Biakabatuka.
Correct.
Okay.
Running back for the Panthers back in the day.
Yes.
Dude used to gash the Redskins.
Yeah, I'm aware.
It was absurd because he wasn't that good of a player.
Uh-huh.
But every time he played the Redskins, he transformed into Superman and he would just bust off 70, 80 yards runs left and right.
Yeah. And maybe it's because the Redskins stunk.
They were not. See, this is the thing. I think this guy was like a late 90s player. And they actually had some halfway decent teams back then.
By the way, how is J.D. Drew? Wikipedia is saying he was not on the Washington. I thought he was here for a little while. Was it Stephen Drew?
I think there definitely was a Stephen Drew here.
I thought it was J.D. Drew that was here for a cup of coffee. Maybe not. Okay. Anyway, go ahead. Number eight.
Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper as your number eight most hated athlete, according to Jim Landfill Andrew Mullins.
That is correct.
Professor Landini, as some might call you.
Absolutely.
Bryce Harper. So you didn't like Bryce Harper holding the Nationals hostage and then going right upside the road and acting like he had been eating Philly cheesesteaks his whole life?
I didn't like that. One thing I did like when Harper left... I know it was very important to him to sign the biggest contract in baseball, and he had that for like 3 days. I don't remember the guy who eclipsed him. There's some suggestion maybe it was Mike Trout. It might have been Manny Machado. I don't remember exactly who
it was. It was one of those clowns.
But it was one of those guys, and I felt that was just fantastic.
I'm pretty sure it was Trout.
Harper was a douche when he was here, but he was on the team, so I put up with him.
Mm-hmm.
But when he went to the Phillies, he's a complete tool. I got nothing for him.
I don't disagree, although you can't take away, obviously, from his talent. And
very talented
you're allowed
player.
To be an
sure.
arrogant...
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a talented player. I hate that guy, too.
Yeah, you're allowed to be an arrogant Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah. The next guy I got on here, I believe, is in the Hall of Fame.
This is number nine. On your exclusive top nine list
exclusive.
Of most hated athletes, according to Jim Andrew Mullins.
Correct.
Okay.
Only on the Chris Russell Show.
Yes, only. Exclusively. Never heard before.
And never heard anywhere else after this.
Well, that's true, because we're on the AM dial.
Except unless, on the podcast. It will be available on the podcast.
Oh, you mean I can tweet it out later on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Maybe Lou DiPietro can write up a column about it. What do you think?
It could potentially happen.
Lou, if you're out there.
But it won't be heard on the radio again.
Exactly.
Unless Grant Paulson asks me. To stop by.
I don't think Grant Paulson is going to ask you.
Probably not.
Especially being that you've now traded sides.
That's correct.
And you've signed a free agent contract with the Team 980.
You ready for number nine?
Please.
Chipper Jones.
Chipper Jones.
Another Lawrence. Dumb name.
Lawrence.
Yeah, Larry.
Oh, Larry?
Yeah.
I call him Lawrence. We're on a first name basis.
Sure.
Larry, Lawrence. Okay.
I kind of found all the Braves from that era to be annoying. I believe J.D. Drew was a Brave from that era, by the way.
Yeah, I think he was. He was definitely with the Red Sox, definitely. Yeah, he was for 1 year. Braves, good call. I didn't remember that exactly. You think John Smoltz was annoying? Greg Maddux? Tom Glavine?
Here's the thing about Maddux.
What about Bob Horner?
Maddux definitely has, he had like the, you know, the person, the vibe that would really annoy people, but he was really, really good. So I kind of give him a pass there.
Okay. Yeah, he was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, some might argue a Hall of Famer.
He in fact was.
But you already have a Hall of Famer at number 9 on your list. Now, if you were doing a top 10 list, and you're not.
I'm not.
Because top you did an exclusive hack. Top 9.
Top 9.
On 980.
Correct.
If you were doing a top 10 list, though, on somebody else's radio show.
Right.
Who would be in that 10th spot?
Wow. That's a great question.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
I
can prove to you how much they pay me.
I really aggressively disliked Michael Irvin back in the day.
Michael Irvin? Yeah. I'm shocked. I got to be honest with you.
I don't like him either.
I'm shocked that there isn't. I mean, you have one.
The fact that he got in the Hall of Fame before Art Monk was a slap in the face.
You have four football players on your top 9 list. I'm shocked that there's no NBA guys, no NHL guys, no tennis guys, no golfers, because golf is really annoying.
Who? What tennis guy would you dislike? Would you dislike
Novak Djokovic? Von Lendl.
I don't have an opinion.
John McEnroe.
John McEnroe's great.
He's a pain in the ass.
Sure.
I think his point is he'd have to care more about the sport to even care about these people enough to hate them.
Yeah, I don't...
They're not even on his radar.
I don't pay enough attention to tennis to
landfill.
Develop a hatred.
When you leave here at 2:45 in the afternoon and you saunter on down the highway, what do you do with the rest of your day?
I'm definitely going to take a nap. I got to do laundry.
Yeah.
You have to do your own laundry?
Day-to-day life.
Sure.
You have to do your own laundry?
Yeah.
Man.
You
have to come up with more top 9 lists for me tomorrow? I think we should make this a daily staple.
All right, what do you want a top 9 list of tomorrow?
Your top 9...
Cheeses?
Worst former coworkers?
Oh, I've got... Well, that's a good one. We could do that. There's a lot of them. I've got
some... You got a little camembert?
Yeah. I don't know how to eat it, though, landfill.
You put it in your mouth.
Well... It's got this wrapping around it.
It's called a rind.
Yeah. How are you supposed to get the cheese out of there?
You eat the whole thing. Yeah,
I think it's just like a Weird Al Yankovic thing, man. You just eat it.
That's what you're supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid to eat the rind.
Well, it's mold, I believe, but it's not going to happen.
All cheese is mold, yo.
No, it's not mold. It's good until May 7th.
Yeah, but
all cheese is mold.
French cheese is moldy. That's how they do it.
Landfill?
You get started on blue cheese.
I appreciate your efforts. I appreciate your ingenuity, your creativity.
Thank you, Roost.
The thoughtfulness that you put into this list. I appreciate that you saved this exclusive, this radio exclusive, just for me. Top 9 list does not come around very often.
No.
Are you proud of the work that you put in today?
Definitely, yeah.
I mean, one segment, you're just here to hang out.
Hang out.
Pop in, maybe see your friends.
Eat a little cheese.
Eat a little cheese. Eat a little pizza.
Insult Cole Hamels, who sucks.
Aaron Rodgers.
Boo.
Tiki Barber, who might be one of the nicer guys in the business.
Nice guy.
Brian Mitchell's friend.
Be Mitch's friend, yeah.
What about Linnell Willingham? Do you like him?
Oh, yeah. Great guy.
Thank you, Landfill.
Mm-hmm. You guys know you're watching Highlight, by the way, right?
I am not watching Highline. Where is Highline?
Me and Brian were back here like, is that Highline? What sport is this?
Yeah.
Is this
like- Wait, where is Highline?
Well, right now they're in an air fryer commercial. But
do you like an air fryer?
Love an air fryer, Roost.
It looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
The food never tastes as good as it looks, though. That's the
problem.
Then
you got to clean it, which is always
annoying. Yeah. You know or you could put some parchment paper down.
That's too much work. You know how much better things would be if you didn't have to clean them? Like you just snap your fingers and it got clean.
I mean, you know, like, you kind of do that by going to a restaurant, right? You don't have to clean there.
That's too much money.
Too much money. The veritable landfill fortune.
Plus, I don't know any.
Not enough to keep up.
I don't know any restaurants that are going to serve me 13 air fryer hot dogs. Is what I want.
13. 13?
Absolutely.
Wait, you could eat 13 hot dogs with buns or just.
Oh, yeah.
Just straight up.
With buns.
I think we got a 4th of July segment coming up here.
Oh. Onions and.
Man. Sauerkraut?
Yellow mustard.
Ew. Yellow mustard. Not available in New York. By the way, Stephen Drew played with the Washington Nationals, not J.D. Drew. There's too many Drews.
Stephen Drew, I believe he played for the Diamondbacks.
There's too many Drews, even like an Andrew.
Was he a shortstop?
Right, an Andrew. Too many Drews.
Sure. Andrew Jones.
Thank you, Landfill.
Thank you, Rooster.
That's Andrew Jones, correct. Not Andrew.
There was a U in there.
It's Andrew.
He was from Curacao or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, something like that. Someplace Aruba. Down there. Oh, real quickly, I forgot to get your thoughts real quickly on the Mystics. Three picks
sure,
in three the top picks. Six last night.
Three picks, what, top six.
Which one did you like in particular?
They got the Australian lass.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one.
What's her name?
Georgia, maybe.
I'm going to fact check you.
Do it.
Landfill is all over it. Did you like her fit?
It's Georgia Amore, right?
Yeah. Did you like her fit?
Oh, yeah. Great fit. Great.
Did you know,
as a player.
Do you know who she collaborated with on her fit?
Akon and Young Jeezy.
No.
Oh. Tora Birch.
He played with Tory the Washington Birch. Wizards for 1 year not that long ago.
Chris Middleton.
He just got here.
Oh.
No, he played past tense
yeah.
for the Washington
Chris
Wizards.
Humphreys,
not that one. No, that was the one that was whatever he was doing with Kim Kardashian.
MJ.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
No.
Wow. Kwame Brown.
Russell Westbrook.
What?
Yeah. Russell Westbrook and the number 6 overall pick, they collaborated for a fit. I was doing show research last night, and that's what I came up with.
Hardest worker in showbiz, Roost.
Thank you, Landfill.
Thank you, Rooster.
Appreciate it. It's good to see you on this side of the aisle. Coming soon to WrestleMania621 on Twitter, Landfill dancing. That's right. You will see exclusive video after an exclusive top 9 most hated athletes, according to one Jim Andrew Landfill, Professor Landini Mullins. And you'll see it very shortly on Twitter, X, social media, all things in between. But first, we got to take a time out. On the Team 980.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Thanks to Landfill for gracing us with his presence. I really did not want to talk about Jalen Ramsey being dangled in a trade by the Miami Dolphins. So we somehow conned Landfill into coming over to the other side of the building, the other side of the floor, an area I don't think he's been in years.
Usually when I'm working with him, he's producing the show also, yeah. And I'm kind of on the side. So it was nice to be, role reversal for us
exactly.
This time. That was cool.
So thanks to him for his... Again, a one-of-a-kind, revolutionary, never-been-done-before radio talk segment. Top 9 most hated athletes.
First time it's ever been done.
First time it's ever been
all
done.
All day.
It's never been on any of these airwaves around here in Odyssey, D.C.
It's a D.C. exclusive.
He went Aaron Rodgers number, because, of course, we went the correct and appropriate way. We went 1 through 9, not 9 through 1. He went number 1, Aaron Rodgers. Do you hate Aaron Rodgers, or are you an Aaron Rodgers guy?
I really didn't until he kind of, I won't say until he left the Packers, until he started leaving the Packers, I guess. Before that, he was just kind of one of those players on a team that I don't really root for, but it's just fun to watch because remember he used to be throwing all those Hail Marys and stuff, and like that's just fun football, man. And then ever since that, where he started taking these dark trips and I don't know, man. The hallucinogen vacation.
Would you like to go in a teepee on the side of a mountain in Oregon?
No, you couldn't pay me
with
to
no
do that
electricity with and no bathroom with Aaron Rodgers for 3 days.
Couldn't pay me to do it. I just no.
What if I gave you another convertible?
Nah, wouldn't do it. No, maybe a camper. Like a Winnebago or something.
Okay, maybe. Real quickly here before the bottom of the hour. So the Dolphins are now dangling, as we told you about during the trending alert last hour. And as you possibly heard by now, the Dolphins are dangling Jalen Ramsey in trade talks. And apparently they've had, discussions, I guess, with some teams, and so much so that the general manager, Chris Greer, is not hiding this or anything like that. He's saying, yeah, we're trying to trade him. Absolutely. Probably best for both sides. I will tell you this. Here's the thing. The Dolphins thought, okay, and I love Mike McDaniel. I covered him here for 4 years. We've stayed in touch a little bit over the years. Just a good dude, right? We used to have some fun together on the road and all that stuff. I really like Mike McDaniel. I know he really likes speed and athleticism, and that was part of the thinking, bringing in a Tyreek Hill, a Jalen Waddle, a Jalen Ramsey, so on and so forth. Ramsey, he played in all 17 games last year. I kind of view him, and this is not right, I kind of view him as starting to break down, but But how could I view him in that regard when he played every game last year? So I must be missing something. Now, granted, I don't watch the Dolphins every week, okay? But it seems like, I don't know, it seemed like 2 years ago, I think it was 2 years ago, every time I would flip on the TV, Jalen Ramsey would be getting torched. And it was partially because he was beat up and banged up. But I know he ranks fairly high amongst cornerbacks, PFF, all this stuff. I can get you some analytics. I can get you some numbers. Jalen Ramsey's still a good player. And again, him playing 17 games last year is kind of surprising. But I will also say this. Even if the Commanders had not traded for Marshon Lattimore, even if the Commanders had not traded for Deebo Samuel or Laremy Tunsil, I would not have enough interest in Jalen Ramsey to take on his contract at this point in his career. I would personally not have enough interest. So there's no chance in hell that I would even consider this. Time for a trending alert right here, right now. We'll come back and we'll grab your calls. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Got a bunch of other things on my list, including Mel Kiper and Field Yates with a three-round pick-by-pick draft. Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals still not getting a resolution. We do have actually some thoughts on the WNBA draft as well. The 15 most popular teams to root for on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so as we mentioned, the top story in the NFL is indeed Jalen Ramsey. According to Chris Greer, the Dolphins general manager, is available via trade, and that the two sides decided it was in the best interest for all parties to move forward as the Dolphins try and shuffle the deck. Now, Greer was not willing to really commit to anything on Tyreek Hill, saying that is not anything we're pursuing, but if someone wants to come and give me two first-round picks, then we'd consider it. We do not know the price tag for Jalen Ramsey, only that he is officially available and expected to count for about $25 million worth of salary this particular year. The Nationals are riding a three-game losing streak. They try and get off that streak tonight in Pittsburgh. PNC Park, second of a four-game set against the Buccos. Last night did not go well. They were hanging in there until the fifth inning. Then a miscommunication between Luis Garcia and right fielder Alex Call busted it open. The bullpen horrible again. 6-10 are the Nats. They'll throw Jake Irvin on the bump. You can hear it. 6:40 on 106.7 The Fan. Meanwhile, the Capitals once again on Long Island against the New York Islanders. You can hear that game right here at around 7:30 on the Team 980, and that's what's trending.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so Jalen Ramsey is available from the Miami Dolphins. I said even if the Commanders had not traded for Marshon Lattimore, and I'll just go one step further, Deebo Samuel and Laremy Tunsil, they have absolutely no draft pick compensation right now available to them to make a trade, I would think, of this sort of magnitude, right? They, as we know, they have traded away anything that moves in terms of draft pick. Well, not anything, but they have the number 29 overall pick, the number 61. So they do have first and second round picks still this year. 128 in the fourth round from Houston. That was part of the Tunsil deal. No third round pick. They had two of those when this offseason started. They have none now. They have the sixth round pick, number 205, and number 245, the seventh round pick. So they do have five picks on the record. Obviously, everybody knows they're trying to trade down. We all understand how this is going to work. Now, whether you can make it work, I don't know. Again, we spent some time on that in the first hour. The bottom line is the Commanders don't have the trade capital to make this work. And they don't even have it next year, right? Because they already traded they do have a first-round pick next year, but they already traded a second-round pick. So, I mean, I guess theoretically you could say, well, yeah, we have a first-round pick this year, number 29 overall, and we have a first-round pick next year. We'll give you two first-round picks for Jalen Ramsey, right? I guess you could say that. And then you could maybe talk yourself into, oh, hey, if Jalen Ramsey's healthy again, if Marshon Lattimore can get healthy, Jalen Ramsey is under contract until 2028 or through the 2028 season. This upcoming year, he has a guaranteed salary of $24.2 million. However, he's only got a cap number of 16.6. You know, the cap gymnastics. Next year, just to give you the deets, and the next several years, he's got cap numbers of 25 plus million, 26.8 million in 2027, 36.16 million in 2028, and then the void years, which you would have to absorb a $12.3 million cap hit from the void years. Now, how much a trading team, I haven't figured that out yet. Again, I'll leave that for the salary cap gymnastics people. But at $16.6 million, you'd say, all right, yeah, sure. We could probably make that work. could probably do that. Low base salary, right? They wouldn't have to pay a bunch of that because that's the Dolphins' obligation. But, guys, we all understand, and this has been the problem with the Trey Hendrickson trade. This is the problem with any kind of trade for potentially T.J. Watt from the Pittsburgh Steelers, which we talked about last week for a little bit, because he's only got 1 year left and he was doing weird things on Instagram. Jalen Ramsey, even though he played 17 games last year and played 96.5% of the defensive snaps, he only played 10 games the year before that. 12 games in 2019, played 15 out of 16. I mean, he's been reasonably healthy. Reasonably healthy. At 29, had two interceptions last year. I don't know, man. I'd rather take my chances with Mikey Sanders, still Noah Igbinoghene, a drafted corner, and Josh Jones, what the hell is his name? The guy they signed from New England, Jonathan Jones, not Josh Jones. I'd rather take my chances that way. Not to mention, just if we're kind of talking about this situation, the Commanders, right, have right now, according to Over the Cap, which is not official, $26.18 million worth of regular cap space, $23.37 million worth of effective cap space. That's that whole top 51 thing and that you read about and whatnot. I mean, listen, could they possibly draft a corner? Possibly in the first round? Yes. Possibly in the second round? Yes. Do they need Jalen Ramsey? No. To me, this is a non-starter. Like, I get he's been really good in his career. I get it. Won a Super Bowl with the Rams, all that. I get that he was a really good corner for a long time. You already potentially made a mistake. Potentially. I'm not convinced that it's a mistake yet. In Marshon Lattimore. I do think Jalen Ramsey would fit what Dan Quinn likes to do and Joe Witt likes to do. You know, who didn't fit? Kendall Fuller. They immediately got rid of Kendall Fuller when they, well, not immediately, but they had no interest in bringing back Kendall Fuller.
Forbes went real quick, too.
Hey, what's that?
Forbes went real quick,
too. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, Forbes made the team and actually played. Kendall True. Fuller, I said immediately when they came here last year, no interest in Kendall Fuller. And everybody was like, well, he's their best corner. Of course they'll keep him. Nope. Scheme fit. Bad one. And then, oh, by the way, Kendall Fuller also got whacked in Miami. Another bad move by Chris Greer and the general manager down in Miami, amongst others, where they let prime young talent go. Christian Wilkins to Vegas. Javon Holland, who was taken in the second round, to the Giants. Others to sign aging, ineffective, bloated salary players. Now, listen, the Tyreek Hill trade obviously worked out pretty well for them, despite the lack of overall offensive success this past year and despite all of the drama. So I can't kill them for every move. But the Commanders would have the money to make this work. That's not an issue. It's a how much are the Dolphins looking for? And then how much do you have to absorb in the remaining years of the contract? That's what I have no interest in. It's not the player so much. It's not the fit so much. It's the how much do I have to give up and how much do I have to absorb down the line. To me, again, especially because Lattimore is here, and I understand Lattimore, they could, I mean, theoretically, right? I mean, I guess you could trade Lattimore for Jalen Ramsey, right? If you want to talk about some sort of scenario like that, yeah, maybe we can talk. But I don't see any scenario where you have Jalen Ramsey, Marshon Lattimore, Mikey Sanristil, Noah Igbinoghene, Jonathan Jones, and others being on the same team together. That I don't see. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Let's get to our guy, Athan, double A, in Annapolis. What's up, Athan? How are you?
You there, Chris?
Yes, I got you. How are you, pal?
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me? I think we're having some problems with Athan. I'm not sure what's going on there. Athan, you got me?
I got you now.
Okay.
I got you now.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Not sure exactly what was going on there. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Something happened. Maybe Linus sneezed and cut out the line or something like that at the radio station.
If he could ruin anything on this side of the glass, I'm sure he would.
Well, and he has, but we'll get to the main point. Is I think as far as you were talking about Sanders and Travis Hunter earlier, I mean, you have to take into account that Travis Hunter did win the Heisman, and that's a big deal for a smaller school like Colorado, even though they're D1. I can't remember them ever having a Heisman Trophy winner. And he is kind of like a son to Deion. But
I mean,
again,
they had Cordell Stewart back in their prime. I don't think he won the Heisman. I think he finished second, but maybe he did win the Heisman. I can't remember. They were once a football factory, Athan. They've fallen on hard times. There's no doubt about that.
The only other winner from Colorado is Rashawn Salaam. Oh,
Rashawn Salaam. My
That's
goodness.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they did have Cordell Stewart,
again,
and he was like very much in contention, I think, for the Heisman.
They had Michael Westbrook. He went to Colorado, too. He didn't amount to much here, but he did. But I guess my point is that Deion brings this on with the smack that he talks, because he was saying last year that Travis won't go to this team, my son won't go to this team, and maybe he's doing it for what they did with him at Jackson State. But the bottom line is they won four games last year, okay? And granted, they did improve to 8 or 9 this year, but Shador didn't turn the lights out on anything. And I just think, again, if you were going to do anybody, it would be Hunter based off the Heisman and how long it's been since they've had a Heisman winner. But I don't see it as far as his son. I mean, it's arguable. But again, 2 years, to your point, I just don't see it based off a 9-win season, you retiring your son's jersey based off that. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe it's over his overall college body of work going from Jackson State to Colorado. Maybe they throw that in.
That's not a bad point. That's not a Colorado, though, so that's kind of my issue. Now, Adam on Twitter, Adam Bannig, says a lot of college players get their numbers retired after just 2 great seasons. Not everyone plays a lot as a freshman. Yeah, but they're there. They're on campus. They're part of the team, even if they don't play a lot. And then, okay, maybe they go as a junior eligible? Fine. But I don't know how many numbers were retiring. And B, even if you don't play a lot as a true freshman or as a redshirt freshman or whatever, you're still there. You're still on the team. You're still in the building. You're still practicing. You're still in meetings. These guys literally, I mean, it's not 1 year. I got it. It's not just a cup of coffee and a banana. But, I mean, for God's sakes, it's a cup of coffee and a good bagel. For crying out loud.
I don't think that they'll be, when the next college, 5-10 years down the road, when they start inducting people in the College Football Hall of Fame, I don't think Shador Sanders will be there. Most definitely Travis Hunter, but not Shador. I just think it's another thing with, that's what you get with Deion. He talks that smack, and okay, they did improve, but I don't see his son as elite talent. He might prove me wrong. I don't think so. But, I mean, it's to be continued.
Here's the
so
thing
we're
that
looking forward
here's
to the draft,
thing
though,
that
see
you,
where it goes.
Yes, here's the thing that you have to wonder about, and you keep saying Deion. I give him credit for not ransacking the draft, which I thought he was going to do, or at least publicly, or that it's leaked out.
Right.
But you have to think that his fingerprints are all over this at Colorado, right? Hey, you want to keep
100%.
Me happy? You want to make me happy? You want to risk alienating me? You do as I tell you. These guys deserve their jerseys retired. Why? Because they didn't have to come with me. They turned around this program. They put us in a position to contend for a national championship this year, even though we're going to have to contend for a national championship without our starting quarterback and clearly the best player in college football.
I don't see it with Shador, and again, he's got his father's got his prints all over it. I just think that this is, you know, just kind of goes with the show with what's going to be with when he gets in the pros and all that. And then the next one, I don't know if his other son's coming out this year or if he's still at Colorado. I haven't heard much about him, but I mean, that'll be the next one, retire my 21. But it's all for show. It's something to talk about for today. Really looking forward to the draft and seeing what we do and if we trade down and what ultimately happens, because we got a lot of holes to fill.
They absolutely do. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you as always. That is Athan in Annapolis. We'll take a timeout so that I don't completely blow the break. I think I've already semi-blown the break. But we'll get back on track, and we'll finish up the hour strong next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, wrapping up the hour right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Good to have you aboard with us. If you want to get in line, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So Mel Kiper Jr. and Field Yates combined for a pick-by-pick, 102-pick, top-three-round NFL draft. And obviously, it's just two guys, right? It's not 32 teams. It's just two guys. And everybody's opinion, analysis is going to be a little bit different. It's, of course, dependent on who's on the board, who's not. So remember how we started the open of the show today talking about all the rumors heating up about Shedeur Sanders. And what you don't know is smoke. What you don't know is due diligence. What you don't know is if the Giants are thinking, hey, man, we might trade out of three, certainly a possibility, and be there at 7, 8, 9, 10, wherever, and still have an opportunity to get our future quarterback. We have to do our work. What you don't know is somehow Shedeur Sanders drops all the way down into the latter part of the first round and they decide to jump up. So Kiper and Field Yates don't have Shedeur Sanders going to the Giants, even though he's available. They go Cam Ward number one to Tennessee. I think everybody thinks that's a lock next Thursday. They have Travis Hunter going number two to Cleveland. They have Abdul Carter from Penn State going number three to the Giants. Followed by Will Campbell, Mason Graham, the D tackle out of Michigan State, to Jacksonville. Ashton Jeanty at six to the Raiders, which is where a lot of people now have him going. Armon Membu from Missouri to the Jets at number seven. Jalen Walker, edge linebacker, Georgia, to Carolina. And finally, Shedeur Sanders at number nine to the New Orleans Saints. Now, we said last week, before we even found out that Derek Carr's shoulder was even more banged up than we thought, that that would be an ideal spot for Shedeur Sanders, either seven or nine. And I said, well, seven, okay. I'm down on Justin Fields. I'm not a Justin Fields guy. Clearly, the Jets have some sort of hope that they can get by with Justin Fields. And they also have Tyrod Taylor. So maybe they're not as desperate as I think they should be. But, okay. I said, if he doesn't go seven, then he could very much go number nine to the Saints. And that's where they have him. Who do they have the Commanders taking? And the rest of the NFC East will answer that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.